after these floods that occurred last year, we then got to get just people and churches that donated clothing and food stuff. The churches involved were Brother in Christ Church, Revelation, and also not the church, but the Cholocho Development Trust in Cholocho. They also, those were the first people to donate the clothing stuff that they brought to my house, followed by the then these churches. Today, we then took those clothing and foodstuffs to the traditional leaders in Cholocho, meaning the chiefs and the osobuk, the old traditional leaders. That was Sategulu, Chief Sategulu, and Chief Matupula. What happened when we got to Chief Sategulu? There were lots of these cowherds, about probably 40 to 50 osobuku, and the chief as well. He welcomed us with a good welcome, and we then distributed the foodstuff. But I tell you, those things were well appreciated. And you could see that they're going to make use of those clothing.
Now, tell us, what type of goods did you deliver to those traditional leaders?
Okay, cooking oil, sugar, tinned fish, salt, and tea leaves, and meal as well.
Now, let's get into another issue here concerning the traditional granaries that were established by, you know, Indunas, or let me say Crawleyheads and Kings. So does it actually work in Zimbabwe? Can it be actually revived? Is it possible?
I want to believe that can be revived. That should be revived, actually. I was talking to Chief Sategulu that we really need something like that. In case something happens, then we know as a chief. That's the reason why we took those clothes to the chief, so that he is the one who stays with the people. And he knows their problems. Whenever something comes up, he should be able to say, okay, I have something in my in my room. I should be able to give to this family. Like I'm told, there's a family that the hut started with fire, and that's a family need. Suppose the chief is that he should be able to take out from his the collection. And then he gives to the family.